watching the monkey.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to another episode of The Art of Being with the Act Matrix.
We are again.
And here we are again. I'm Kevin. Bill's here with me. It's just
hello, buddy.
Because this is also lesson one of intuitive eating that's part of intuitive health lesson. And it's lesson one of a course that we're doing.
Yeah.
And the course is inside of the ACT Matrix Academy. And basically the only, we're putting this out, this will be on YouTube and on the podcast and everything. The difference is the slides will be inside the course. So you would have to pay to get inside the course to get the slides. And of course, if you want to be certified in doing this process, you don't need to be certified.
You don't need that
process. But if you want to be,
right,
I want to join us for private chats and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
But it's part of the mastermind as well.
Yep. We have a good time.
You would join the course. But
yeah.
So enough about that. So it's part of the podcast, it's part of the course, and part of us, our sort of mission lately is to talk about the ravages of the media on us, our collective ability to intuitively take care of our health.
Yes, in case you haven't noticed that already.
In case you haven't noticed it, of course you've noticed it. And today we're going to particularly pick on eating.
Yeah.
Noticing eating going on. Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm going to switch to my podcast mic. I should do that. That gives me a much more, a deeper Barry White kind of voice, right?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Ah, nice.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Okay. Sounding good.
I don't have a Barry White voice, but what can I say? So we're going to start right now, and this is the introduction to the psychological flexibility point of view.
Point of view.
Meaning it's called the ACT Matrix. It's a way of, it's about increasing your psychological flexibility. In this regard, folks, we're going to increase psychological flexibility so we have more flexibility in how we respond to our hunger.
Yeah, to messages about our hunger. Yeah.
And what ultimately is our hunger
and
how we relate to that and do with it. But and instead of being locked in by some rules that are set outside of ourselves, we're going to switch it around and follow our own rules within ourselves. But believe me, the media doesn't want you to do it that way.
Yeah.
And we'll oftentimes just say the media, and that's a collection of
we're lumping a lot of stuff into media.
Oh, there's my puppy out back.
Yep.
Somebody is now vacuuming outside my door. But they will stop. They will stop soon. So we always start with who's important to you.
Yes. And, so I'm going to bring up the slide then on that, Kevin, and they should be seeing that.
There it is. It says who's important to you, and then below it in the lower right-hand quadrant, it says what's important to you. If you're not familiar with the Matrix and you're listening on just a podcast, know that senses are at the top, that you're hearing and sight and all that good stuff up there. At the bottom is your mind. That's collectively what's going on inside of you, your thoughts and feelings and urges and such. Over to the right is stuff you can do to move toward. Simple way of saying it's toward who and what's important to you. And get to that in a minute, but it's away from yucky feeling stuff on the inside of you. And hunger is one of those. So to give you a little lead in. Ground zero on this and the place to return to. And as a matter of fact, when you get hungry, it's a good idea to recall who's important to you.
Yeah.
And I'll go into that a little bit more. And there's a brain science reason to do that.
Right.
But for now, just in order to go back to that touchstone, you need to have a pretty good understanding of who's important to you. So review it in your own head, you know, and it's your spouses and friends and
significant others,
other
family members. Your dog, Kevin's dog in the background.
My dog's running around here. Dog and cats getting near a lot. It's just all of that. You can also, what's important to you, your community, your education, spirituality, all kinds of
your health.
Thoughts. Your health. And obviously your health gets in there. And that would sort of come under who's important to you. Well, me. And if I'm important to me, then my health is important to me. So then to recall that. So all of that comes under that. We're just going to do a quick loop around the matrix, meaning we're going to go over to the left side, left quadrant, lower left quadrant. And in that quadrant, we put yucky stuff.
Yeah.
And it's hunger. I already said hunger goes over there. You get hungry, you want to eat because you want to get rid of that yucky feeling of hunger. Yep. And if you don't know it as yucky stuff, we got yuckies in the right too, Phil. Oh, yummies. Never mind. Oh, I see. Yeah. Fancy slide.
I like that, huh?
Phil now has a slide up for those on the podcast. There's yummies in the lower right and yuckies in the lower left.
So. We just call out who and what stuff the yummies.
And believe me, the hungrier you get, the more you realize it's yucky.
Yeah.
It don't feel good.
hunger pans, that gnawing feeling in your stomach, right?
Right. They even say hunger pains or hunger pains. And they're yucky feelings, and you do away moves, and the away moves is to eat. That's yucky things. And so, and pain and anxiety and all kinds of other things show up inside of us. And we want to do stuff. We'll do a behavior to get rid of them. And those behaviors to get rid of them go in the upper left. Now Phil's playing. Oh, he put eat up in the upper left. That's there a behavior. Go. We can see you doing that.
Yes.
All kinds of other stuff, but we're just leave since we're picking on nutrition. And, we'll just say eat. And then in the upper right quadrant to finish off the loop, there is the stuff that you can do to move toward the yummies in life, people who are important to you and such. And so what? You might talk to them. Nice thing. But he'll put talk in there. There we go. Talk.
There we go.
There you go. So there's obviously many, many, many other things that you can do to move toward the people who are important to you. And so that's the matrix. That's the basic matrix. Now, there's influences that come into this. How the yummies show up, how the yuckies show up, and then the urges and ultimately the actual behaviors of both toward and away all show up. And that's where we get into the media source. And I got to make sure that I'm introducing. So we did that. So we're going to engage the prefrontal cortex and the appetizing side of life.
Yes.
That's what I was referring to before, folks, when I said, if you get hungry, think about who's important to you. And really think about them and ponder on them a little while. Who's important to you? What you're doing when you do that pondering of who's important to you is you're engaging your prefrontal cortex. Now, I fully realize the brain scientists will tell me about all other kinds of things that you're engaging, but let's that dreamy state of thinking about who's important to you. It's not your amygdala.
No.
Okay. That's why you want to do that. It's your prefrontal cortex. And because when you get hungry, what's going off is your amygdala, because your amygdala says, I'm about to starve here. You know, I'm going to be withering away to nothing in no time.
We put the amygdala up there.
And the amygdala in your mind is very much as this rule, if I'm hungry, eat. Because I may die if I don't eat. Now, of course, it has no clue about how much you weigh or anything. but that's just the basic signal. You get hungry, you want to eat. You're supposed to eat. Why do we mention that? Well, this is where the media comes in. They have learned over a few decades to take advantage of that little formula there, of that you get hungry, and the rule is go eat. And it's a very powerful rule that's coming forward. And so, before I get too far, much further, a way to modify that a bit. Now, you're not going to get rid of the hunger. I'm not saying that. No way. At least you can take the edge off of it by taking a moment or two to recall who's important to you. And you go, Kevin and Phil said that I ought to think about my amygdala. And why is my amygdala going off and is it really, am I really, really, truly hungry? Or have I simply been influenced by some other outside source to trigger my hunger?
Oh, yeah, by those other messages coming in, right?
Those other messages coming up in from your five senses. And Phil has now put up a slide. So for the people on the podcast, he has a little scale over here. I love it. It's got a little measuring tape.
And an apple.
And an apple. Right.
Which is what I always eat, of course.
He eats the apple while he's standing on
Exactly, right.
Measuring himself. Yeah, sure. He's also got a picture of the carbohydrate section of the supermarket. You go over there in the bread section, and they got all kinds of load up on the carbohydrates. He's also got a closet. Oh, I thought you had a...
Yeah, well, I have a different slide. Let me switch it because it's got noticing in it. So we're going to switch it because what you just said there, Kevin, about being aware, right? Just kind of that noticing stuff.
Well, there's the fashion slide.
There you go.
So there's the fashion industry. And what these represent are different industries that are going to send you information. And then over right, he's got a pair of running exercise
speakers
shoes
and some barbells, dumbbells.
In the background, I can even see one of those exercise
bars. Yeah, there it is.
So that represents the exercise industry. And they all send you messages, but especially the food industry, but also the fashion. They're all sending you messages.
They're all flowing down.
Right. Regarding, they're trying to hit the idea, they don't stated explicitly, and they may not even teach it in marketing, but they're hitting the amygdala
down here. Yeah, so
that's what you want to hit,
now back to this slide is we're hitting
that
this.
Gets people wanting to act immediately.
Yeah,
and get rid of the pain, whether it be hunger or I'm not good enough or some other thing. So the whole idea, if you're a marketer, is to hit the amygdala. I call it hitting the amygdala, but send messages to it to get people motivated to then eat. Now the basic diet, the food industry wants you to eat, eat more, because they want to sell more food. So you're going to get lots of the restaurants, pretty yummy looking commercials from the restaurants and any food, and all of them. They show you a picture of yummy food, and you go, oh, I'm hungry.
Yeah, that looks good.
That looks good. Now I'm hungry. And most people would say, oh, that's a toward move. You want to move toward. But not really. It's triggering hunger, and you want to get rid of the hunger, and it ends up being an away move. And your body's very set up to do that. And if I were in the advertising industry, I'd do that.
Because it works.
Because it works. Right. I'm you'll notice, folks, that Phil and I don't diss on these industries and stuff. We're not trying to diss on people. We're just trying to get you to give you a different set of tools to be aware of the messages.
Right.
So whether it's coming from the diet industry, I mean the food industry, the diet industry, which is the scales, the fashion industry, which is the closet he has.
Looking the right way.
Whatever. Obviously the food is the number one culprit, but all of them send messages about to your amygdala that will end up, because if I say, hey, I send Phil a diet message, say, Phil, you ought not eat.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do, Phil. Don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what just happened to Phil?
Yeah. Yeah.
I told him, don't eat.
Yep.
What is directly connected to don't eat?
Mm. Think about it, folks.
Think about it, folks. Eat. That's yep. What's directly connected.
That's the opposite.
It is absolutely hardwired connected.
You can't.
Even eat can't less count. Even eat less calories is absolutely connected to eat just eat. As many or more calories.
Yeah.
It's all connected to eat. And so all of these messages will hit your amygdala about eat. And if you got the slightest bit of hunger going on, which all of us oftentimes do,
yep.
Boom, you'll notice getting hungrier.
Mm-hmm.
And you're certainly going to have emotional responses. And even then, if you start feeling really lousy about yourself, what's a great way to feel less lousy about yourself?
Yeah, go have something to eat.
Yeah, comfort food.
Your favorite go-to thing that you go to.
Right. So there's all kinds of ways that this influences your hunger. And now you're hungry because you're upset. You're not hungry because you're hungry. Mm-hmm. You're hungry because you're upset hungry. And
that can be upset because you ate.
And if anybody, and you all, we all know, and it's well in the media about how people crash out of their diet and exercise programs. Yeah. We're really talking about diet, but this is it. I mean, you're just bombarded. I know they do an estimate of how many advertising messages that we all get every day. And I know it's in the thousands. Mm. I can't remember how many thousands, but we went from maybe a dozen or two back in 1890 or something into thousands today. Yeah. And a lot of those are designed to hit your amygdala.
Yeah.
And some directly to make you hungry, and other ones to indirectly.
Yeah.
Or they end up indirectly making you
hungry. So they're competing with each other too at the same time.
Exactly. And you'll just get hunger stacked on top of hunger. So what do? So you get hungry. Oh yeah, who's important to me?
Mm.
That's the skill, folks. That's a skill we're teaching with this, is that you get hungry and you think, who's important to me? And why? Because that's not your amygdala. and you can tease out, well, do I really need to eat to stay alive and stay healthy? Which is cool. That's very consistent with who's important to you. Eating the proper amount, a good amount of nutrients that keep you going every day.
Otherwise known as enough.
Enough. Absolutely necessary, folks. And very consistent with who's important to you.
Yep. So, helps me keep moving toward them.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's it. So now, okay, this eating thing, this hunger thing, is it really associated with me taking in the right amount of nutrients, the workable amount of nutrients, so I can continue to move toward who's important to me, including myself. There we go. That's why you do that. Then you can directly think, not amygdala.
Yeah.
not amygdala. Because the amygdala, I mean, come on. I mean, you want to see people get desperate. You get to make them really hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Poor people that are starving somewhere.
They'll be scouring all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Bugs look good, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Get desperate. It's really
just skip a meal. Just skip a meal. You'll
right.
notice.
Right? And then the hangry show up and all that stuff. So it's a very powerful away move inducing thing. And your amygdala basically starts saying emergency. Your amygdala is part of the brain that has the emergency center. I've got an emergency on my hands here. I need to either fight, flight, or freeze or flee or something. Well, in terms of the food, it says go find food.
Yeah.
And the hungrier I get, the more desperate it gets, and the more. So the more you can enter in, who's important to me? Who's important to me? And then look at that hunger and say, okay, where's this hunger coming from? And it's tough, folks, because you're getting thousands of messages a day.
They're still flowing in.
I said it's tough. It's doable. You can do this. You can learn this skill. So something to make it a little bit easier. And what did I say in the course? I said, it's paying attention to the appetizing side of life. That is who's important to you.
The yummies.
It's your defense against the ravages of the media on your amygdala. Yeah. And so that's what they do. They ravage your amygdala. They just attack the hell out of it.
Fire it up.
And so that's what you're doing. So the last thing we want to talk about today in this lesson one is there's a little extra twist that you can put on the noticing of the media. So you can notice if it's a food industry media or exercise industry media or fashion industry media or, diet media, whatever kinds it's coming in from. It might even be the government. You hear those government statistics about people are overweight and stuff.
They love to trot them out.
Right. So the government also comes out with media and tells you basically you're fat, you need to lose weight. Or you're eating bad food, eat good food, which translates into eat. All roads lead to eat. Us humans, all animals are that way. So what can you do? Well, there's a really cool color-coded system you can use to color code the type of entity, the type of business, let's say, that's sending you the message.
Where is this information coming from?
Right.
What kind of an organization is sending me this stuff?
The guy that came up with this is Frederick Laloux, right? And so we don't want to steal his stuff.
Yeah, I have to give credit to him.
Give him credit. Great stuff. It's right out of the book.
Reinventing
Organizations, an Illustrated Guide. We like the illustrated because it's got the really cool pictures. And Phil and I need pictures. Older we get, the more we need pictures. And Phil, right now, he has a slide up showing one of Laloux's diagrams. I think Laloux made it.
Someone made it. It's a derivative of what he did.
I know. I have found the diagram on the internet, and I've never been able to find
the source
for the diagram.
Well, we're going to give him credit because that's what we want.
If somebody knows of the source, please tell us and we will certainly give credit for it. But I have looked and I can't find it. The red organization, so let's go to Cap. Red organizations are command and authority kinds of folks. They're the mafia, street gangs, federal militias. They're mean folks.
Yep. You don't want to mess with them. We don't mess with them.
In all honesty, they don't send out a lot of
evidence. Yeah, you're not getting too many messages from them.
We're not really picking on them because they're not really sending out information. Now, the ambers, though, that's your government, that's your public schools, that's your traditional churches. All of these are called amber. And so all of us touch amber systems every day. I mean, you hear from the government every day. You hear from school every day. You hear from churches every day. For the most part, notice they're nonprofits or they operate on tax dollars or something. They're not a money making type of corporation. They're a rule making kind of body. Rules to live by, right?
Yes, they hand you the rules and then you live by them.
Here's the government, here's the laws, live by these laws. Here's the church, here's the laws, live by these laws. Right. These rules for living, the Ten Commandments, all that kind of good stuff come in there. And you're going to get lots of messages, and I already mentioned some of the messages about eating and exercise come from the government. And they certainly, if you're in school, you're going to get messages in school. Go to the cafeteria, look at the posters. Boom. That's a media message. And by that time, it's coming from an amber organization. And just color code that.
That's right in here.
Where's the messages come from? Kevin and Phil talked about governments and religions and schools. Those are amber. That's cool. Now I know that message is coming from an amber color. The next one And this is where you get a whole lot of these messages, is from the Orange Organization.
Right.
And they are the for-profit organized places who, you know, they're the farmers and, you know, large-scale farmers and big corporate farms and all of that. And they need you to buy food. Mm-hmm. And they compete with each other to get you to buy food. They want, I want you to buy Kevin food, not Phil food. Because Phil and I are in competition with one another. Right.
But my food's better, you know.
Tastier food than Phil's food. You know, we go on and on and on. But you know, so you're gonna get a lot of those and just say, oh, those are those orange ones. They still have a lot of rules and this and that and the other, but they're for profits and they're competing. And they're large corporations and such. And they also have a very rigid set of rules for the way they treat their employees. Think plantations. That's the easiest way to think about it. And businesses that are really based on that plantation model of you have an owner, you have supervisors, and the supervisors then supervise their underlings. And they can be pretty authoritarian, mm-hmm. sometimes not. But the next are the green. Our favorite, my favorite on this is Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's.
The original Ben and Jerry's that was owned by Ben and Jerry's. And they're benevolent dictators.
Yeah.
They're sweethearts of places. And now they're still for profit.
Yeah.
They just have a different way of treating their employees.
Yeah. And the employees want to work there. And Trader Joe's, I think.
As a matter of fact, a modern day equivalent is Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Very, very, still has a boss, still has an owner. Yep. They'll have that kind of hierarchy.
You got some investment in it.
That hierarchy. Yep. The supervisory stuff really goes out the window quite a bit. It's much more camaraderie kind of system. And finally you have TEALS, which are 10 person work teams, autonomous work teams. You can have a 1,000 person company that's split up into 10 person work teams. And they're cool and people love to work at those as well. And maybe they're sending you a message to buy stuff, food. Guarantee you any of them are going to hit your
meat.
Here's the great equalizer. If any of those, whether it be amber, orange, green, or teal, send you a message, they're probably going to send a message to your amygdala. I think the greens and the teals, they might do more of the appetitive, you know.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the amygdala messages work. So that's just, you know, most things are bought from a for away moves, folks. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
It's okay. But what you can do in particular to your hunger is just have a little fun trying to think about, is it a government send me a message? You know, you can always just divide it between a government school or something or a for-profit, you know.
Yeah, it's an industry. What is this?
Industry, right. And if you want a nuance in the industry, well, is it an orange industry? Yeah. Is it a green industry? Is it a teal industry? Or is it just the government telling me? It's just something fun to do. We'll talk about it more.
We're going to go into this more as we get through the course, right?
But it would just be something fun to do. And it also, it's sort of useful to know this information for a lot of other stuff that Phil and I talk about. And if you want to, and if people do listen to this, do buy Frederick Laloux's book, Reinventing Organizations. Easy read. Mm-hmm. A really nice, easy read. And it'll really give you a real eye-opener to the world of organizations. Maybe the very one you work for. Because if you're listening, you're probably, unless you're self-employed, you're working for
one. You are in one.
You're in one of those. So
you're in one.
It's of interest to know. And if you're in a red one, you know, please take care of yourself.
Go. Leave now.
Probably
stop listening to us and leave.
Right. You know, the rest, there's lots of us in ambers and oranges. And those are the biggies, the ambers and oranges. That's the largest. There's a much less green and teal.
Even though the circle expands, the number of people that you are in these organizations greatly decreases as you go out.
Right. So back to, we're listening for media messages that influence our hunger. And the rule, we got a little referee with a whistle and a rule book down there. Yeah. And Phil, do you know that what the rule is when you're hungry?
Well, my little referee tells me I should go get something to eat.
Yeah. That's the rule, bro.
Pretty simple.
And believe me, it would
blow that whistle and say, Phil, go get yourself some food.
You've even been around a newborn baby, you've noticed them follow that rule. This is like there's not very many biological rules in life, but that's one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Get
hungry. And when the newborn baby's hungry, everybody follows that rule for the baby.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Everybody gets it jumping and going right there. So it's very basic. And so that's why we all fail at diets and stuff.
Because it's a setup, folks. Let's face it, right?
The media sending messages to your amygdala to make you hungry. That's the setup. Yeah. If you don't have hunger, you're in big trouble. You're probably going to die of starvation.
That's another problem.
Right. That would be a big problem. But I suppose there's some strange malady where somebody who, doesn't.
Oh, yeah. You could be really sick and not just, you're just cut off from it. Right?
You can, lose. Well, no, I take it. I've known ill people who lost their hunger and they wither away and die.
Yeah, right.
That can happen. We don't want that. We want you being hungry. You need to eat. But it's just a prime target for the media. And so now you got to notice. I'm not going to change the media. They're not going anywhere. You can change. Yeah. And if you get to where you more and more notice this, that is called intuitive eating. Hmm. You eat when you're truly hungry. You eat when intuitively you know, I really am hungry. Yep. I really do need some nutrients to place in my body and keep me energetic and all that good stuff. Yep. That's intuitive eating. And there's a book. It's a good book. You can read the book on intuitive eating. But this is just a simple way of doing it via noticing. So, but it starts with who's important to you.
Yep.
And we've gone over something people may not realize when we start and we say why it's so important to know who's important to you. It's so when you get the messages and you start getting hungry, you can say, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
There's something I need to think of. Oh yeah. Who's important to me? Boom, you just got your prefrontal cortex in. And now it's like, okay. And now I can analyze. Now I can use my prefrontal cortex to at least take a look and say, what's going on here? Am I hungry because I'm really hungry? Or am I hungry because of the media sources? Then if you want to have fun with media sources, go to any magazine place.
Yeah. Or just get on the internet and start surfing.
Check in, food.
Social media.
Right? And you're going to get lots of messages. Yeah. You're going to get messages from your friends and you're going to get messages from all kinds of folks. And we're not, notice that as well.
Right.
Notice
you can't turn them off.
Right. You can't turn them off. But what you can do is ultimately notice, are you really hungry? Do I really need to eat? Or am I just eating for some other amygdala? Media hitting my amygdala reason. Mm. There you go. This is lesson one. I'll remind you that if you want the slides and stuff, you can see the slides and you can download the slides if you're inside the course. And if you want to get inside the course, I'll put a link. There's a link somewhere. Whether in your podcast or on YouTube or something, there's a link. Click on that'll take you right over to the course, and you can buy the course and then get the slides. And with the course comes if you want, certification.
Yeah.
Meaning that you can do this stuff.
Take the course, go right on for certification.
Engage other people in this and you get the slides. And you also get in the mastermind. And you get to hang around Phil and I. Because this is not, we're green, folks.
Yeah.
If you look at that, we're a couple of semi-retired guys who's trying to do good in the world. But, we keep all of this afloat doing the certifications and the course.
Helps us pay the bills.
It helps us pay the bills. But other than that, we're benevolent dictators with each other.
Yes.
We're not big enough to be teal.
No, no.
It's only two of us. so we do this. But and believe it or not, folks, if you'll come around and you start talking to us about larger stuff, yeah, you'll notice that Phil and I get squirrely about that.
Yeah.
And because we know there's green or
we've been in those systems
or orange or amber that's talking to us. And we basically are saying, nah, we don't want to do that. Just because they all come with an inherent set of stresses and stuff that
we want to
stay green, little tiny little green.
That's
what we are. We like it. We'll stay this way. So, but you can come visit with us. We're very easy to get. So follow the link. This is lesson one. We'll be back next week with lesson two.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Hey, folks. Take care.